Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Entertainment Tonight's Cassie DeLora. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Bob. Happy Monday. Another week of Hollywood headlines.
Yeah, let's start with Saturday Night Live. I missed it. Tell us about this person who kind of poked fun at himself for getting kicked off the show. What's that all about?
So, Bob, you know, I love country music, and I do a lot of our coverage for Entertainment Tonight of country. So this episode of SNL was especially one that I enjoyed watching because one of my good friends, Morgan Wallen, was the musical guest on the show, and he made his debut on SNL. And what's so interesting about his story and his appearance on SNL was he was originally supposed to be on the show back in October. And I don't know if you remember, but he got dropped from that spot for breaking COVID-19 protocols. There were a few TikTok videos that surfaced on social media of him partying without a mask in Alabama. And so NBC was like, no, we can't have you on the show. You could possibly put people at risk. You were just partying without a mask. So he kind of got his redemption, or as he says, his second Yankee chance, because he did a skit essentially poking fun of himself for getting kicked off the show, and it was really, really, really well done. I was smiling the entire time. It featured Pete Davidson. It also featured Jason Bateman as a future version of Morgan Wallen, essentially coming into this party scenario saying, Morgan, you should stop partying right now because you're going to get kicked off SNL. And then, you know, the present time, Morgan Wallen would say back to him, oh, that's never going to happen. Lorne Michaels would never do that to me. And then, you know, obviously, that's a joke, seeing that we know what really happened. But it was really well done. And Morgan had an incredible performance of his song Seven Summers, too. So I'm very happy for him. And it's always nice to be able to see a celebrity poke fun of themselves when, honestly, like, that situation for him was very serious. People on the internet were essentially, you know, it's cancel culture, and people were, you know, really, really coming at him hard. So it's nice to see that he has a sense of humor about it and that he's moved past it.
People are talking about that, and they're also talking about Eminem, who made a surprise appearance on the show, didn't he?
Yes, Eminem, out of all people. Marshall Mathers had a little cameo in Pete Davidson's Christmas-themed Stan parody. So you remember Eminem's 2000 hit Stan? Well, Pete Davidson did a little parody skit of it called Stew, where there was an obsessed fan who wrote into Santa Claus begging him for a PlayStation 5. Apparently, Bob, everyone has this PlayStation 5 on their list, including Stu here in this SNL skit. But we saw Eminem make a cameo in the very end of it. He appeared on the TV screen that was in the basement of Pete Davidson, a.k.a. Stu. So very, very interesting. Eminem loves these random surprise appearances. So
yeah, we have a little bit of this. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Here you go.
Dear Santa, I can't believe the year is almost over. It's getting colder, I'm a year older, but I'm still your soldier. You're my hero, cause you always bring me the assist. So once again, we're back to zero. Here we go, my Christmas list. I won't be greedy or needy or ask you for too much. Just want one thing, and hope you still got that magic touch. Cause getting this present is the only thing keeping me alive. Dear Santa Claus, please bring me a PS5.
Too shady from Santa.
That's crazy. A PS5? I didn't even ask for this. I guess Shady must have been a good boy this year. Sorry, Stu. You
That's pretty good.
Very good. And you know what I will say? The cherry on top of the cake is being able to have Eminem in for the skit. I feel like it would have been so different if he was not game to be on board for it, but I'm glad he was.
And tell us what the Floyd Mayweather news is.
Yeah, I love the little chuckle there, Bob, because that's how I view this next story. Just when you think entertainment news in 2020 can't get any more unpredictable, Floyd Weather has found his next opponent inside of the boxing ring, and it's YouTube star Logan Paul. So Floyd announced the surprising news on Instagram over the weekend that he is set to fight the YouTube star in February of 2021. And obviously, to really point the obvious here, the matchup is very, 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 there's a gap here when it comes to boxing experience between these two. You know, Floyd Mayweather is arguably one of the best boxers in the history of the sport, and he has a flawless record. I mean, I'm talking 50-0, and then you're going up against someone who is a YouTube star who only has one boxing belt under his belt, one boxing match under his belt, I should say, that is professional, and he lost it. So, not really sure what's going on here, but curious to see how this all plays out in the ring in February.
Yeah, and also we should mention the late Chadwick Boseman, who was honored at Sunday's MTV Movie and TV Awards, and it's a very appropriate honor for him. Hero for the ages. Everybody in the entertainment industry loved this guy, didn't they?
Everybody loved this guy for who he was, not only on screen and an incredible career under his belt, but for who he was off screen. The work that he did for others, always putting people first. It's no wonder that he took home the Hero for the Ages award at the MTV Movie and TV Awards. And his Marvel co-stars were there to honor him with the award and accept it on his behalf. That was Robert Downey Jr. and Don Cheadle.
And there you have some entertainment tonight news from Cassie DeLaura for Dean Richards today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks as always, Cassie. You have a good day.
Thanks, Bob. You too. Bye-bye.